The University of Detroit Mercy presents another brand new episode of Ask the Professor. Today's program was recorded using Zoom video conferencing technology.
The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show in which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. He needs no introduction, but he's going to get some introduction. It's our executive producer, Professor Jason Roach.
And very happy to be here. It's been a long time, and I finally have Zoom working.
I think I remember from one of the last times we had you on, Jason, you're coming to us live from your basement, very similar to myself. You see over both of our shoulders that support I-beam that holds our entire house up.
Exactly.
Beautiful Metro Detroit. What can I say here? Continuing around the horn, Professor Kendra Evans is here from chemistry.
Hi.
Hi.
It's good to be here. I guess it's been a little while for me too. Yeah,
that's all right. We're only going every other week, right? So.
Yeah.
We're socially distancing the shows themselves.
It's only reasonable. If we do anything otherwise, we won't know what to do.
It really makes me think of those early days when people were social distancing in lines of cars as well. And I'm like, hey, you know, all possibilities here, all possibilities, you know. Professor Dan Maggio is here, of course, from the FIRST organization.
Matt.
What's shaking?
And hi, Matt's mom. Not much. Just I had the week off. Our organization was shut down this week. So I did absolutely nothing. Which has been my story of my life since March. So, well, that's not true. I've been productive, but not in the social vacationing.
Thanks for towing the line in terms of, yep, I'm doing a quick scan here. You're our only headset panelist today, Dan. So you win the prize.
Oh, can I come pick it up?
It
better not be a Vincetta Garage gift certificate.
Someone who knows about Vincetta Garage gift certificates all too well, Professor Dave Chow is also here.
Pleasure to be here, as always. Did somebody squeal about me liberating a few extra ones?
No. I gotta say, though, this is one of those, silver lining sort of things, right, Dave? We have not seen the traffic that we saw for those 8 years leading up to these last few months.
I actually have parking in front of my house for the first time in like a billion years, it seems like, so.
Oh, yes. The wonders of living next to a popular restaurant.
Oh, I'm not complaining much.
Professor Mara Livesey is here, also from chemistry and biochemistry. Somehow I feel like I haven't seen you in a long time. Is that true?
That is true, because I had to miss the last time we were taping. I was doing landscaping.
Okay, that's important too. We saw your before and after pictures on Facebook, and it's pretty remarkable.
Thank you.
What was it? Not rhododendrons. What did you move that was a big deal?
You're asking the wrong person.
It was
hospice, I don't know
right?
anything about plants.
They were green.
They were green and white.
I think that Kendra's right, though. They were hostas. I think they were
hostas. Okay.
That's right. The hostas were transplanted from the Beck.
Yep. There you go.
As my husband would say, let's not get hostile about the hostas.
Love it. It's a great dad joke.
And what a perfect transition into Ask the Professor's own greenest of thumbs, Professor Heather Hill from English.
And botany.
And botany, yeah.
She has to survive a zombie apocalypse so somebody can grow food for us.
She's our botanical literaturist.
Yeah.
I am particularly happy about our herb garden. It's doing quite well.
As long as things aren't being blown down by these winds, it's nice to have a little bit of rain in the mix now.
And there is a groundhog here.
Oh,
a whistle pig.
There is.
Hooray!
It was out by the grill in the driveway the other night.
They migrated from my house. There's Grover and Gracie, and their children are still in my back. You should see the hole they've made.
You can keep them.
I mean, it's not really a fenced yard anymore, given what the various rodents have done to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is legal or not. You can use mothballs that might hurt them.
They're legal.
Naphthalene. You can buy it at the hardware store.
Mm-hmm. It's really hurting me. So,
what would John Belushi do?
Eat him.
Oh, God.
Dump hot sauce down the hole.
Continuing on, Professor Jim Tubbs is here from Religious Studies.
Hello. Speaking of whistle pigs, I've got a good friend that's got a whistle pig problem. And this particular whistle pig dug quite a myriad tunnel underneath the side of her house, and her air conditioning compressor and the slab it's on is now sinking down into the ground at a weird angle because it was undermined by the whistle pig.
They're evil creatures.
Wow, yeah, they are. They are.
I've never heard them called whistle pigs. Is that a southern thing or what?
Oh, no. That was one of our questions on Ask the Professor, what, about 2 years ago?
Give or take, yeah.
And we've been referring to groundhogs as whistle pigs ever since. Yes. I think Heather introduced us to that.
Yes. And I have a lovely Dave Chow original of a whistle pig.
Oh, that's
you do?
Right.
I think your picture of the whistle pig was whistling too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. That sounds about right. He's big.
I don't recall.
Oh, then maybe it's a forgery.
Okay. If it's good, I'll say it's mine.
Professor Stephen Manning is here from political science, although technically from the Department of Retired.
Thank you for mentioning that. Being accurate about that.
It looks like you've balanced out the front lighting. I think you're going to be okay, Stephen.
Yeah, okay. I've been turning lights on, and just actually a few minutes ago, a fire engine truck was right out front, and maybe it's with the electricity problems the neighborhood's having, and decided to turn on the bells and whistles and stuff right in front of the house. Like, what's going on? It's the apocalypse.
Maybe it was somebody's birthday. And
yeah,
joining
could have been a birthday party.
Drive-by birthday party.
So maybe this thing is causing a fire in the neighborhood. I don't know. If the fireworks didn't do it for the last, since what, Memorial Day, up until July 4th evening, maybe this will do it. I don't know.
You never know. Professor Beth Oljar is here from philosophy with her new kitty. I think it was Mia?
Mia, yes. Excellent. Good to be here.
Hey, I love getting the Facebook-based updates about the social structure of the felines in your home.
They don't automatically just get along. I mean, she was in kitty prison for a day or so.
Kitty prison.
3 hours. And then she just looked at me with that face, and I felt terrible leaving her penned up. I just couldn't do it, so we decided to take a chance. So.
All right. Well, so far, so good, right?
We have hissing, but no real fights. So I think it's just a question of getting acclimated.
Is Bally behaving herself?
I think she feels slightly rejected.
Oh.
Mm.
I wasn't joking. It's a complicated social structure. It's like better than Dynasty, frankly, and it's only 3 cats.
It's like an anthropology experiment.
Let me know when they start fighting in the fountain, that's all.
Oh, geez.
I'll tell you an anthropology experiment. Go to Costco on a Saturday afternoon when they've got samples.
Oh,
jeez.
Not anymore. Well, folks, we're graced with the presence of my own mom, Dee Mayo, here today, who asked me for her birthday and Mother's Day to be on the show. And, of course, it's just a good thing to do. So we're happy to have you here, Mom.
Happy to be here.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're from the department of having raised me and continuing to raise me. How's that?
That is right. And I consider it a job well done.
Yeah, I have to agree with that.
We would agree with that, too.
Thank you.
He's all right. He'll do.
Yeah. No receipts, no guarantees, no warranties, and definitely no instructions.
Right. And he was our first, so any mistakes we made, probably all on him.
He was the trial run.
Right.
Speaking of free samples.
Right.
Well, folks, this is a program. You can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmrc.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmrc.edu/atp. Find us on Facebook, of course. We just added 5 more people to our Facebook group. Or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. So here's our big reveal for the day. We have a set of questions that were sent in by my middle son, Lorenzo, also known as Enzo Mayo. These are questions about a subject that the Mayo boys hold quite dear, and it's probably my fault, so I'll take the blame for it. Questions about retro video games. So I think that most of us should be able to answer at least a handful of these. We're not going to be up a creek too much. The arcade classic Donkey Kong. Most people know that Donkey Kong was one of the original big-time video games. It saw a direct sequel on what very popular Nintendo handheld system?
Game Boy.
It was Game Boy. Yes, that's right.
I'm done now.
No, I promise there'll be a few other ones here that are going to be possible. There's no other way to put it.
Possible.
What was the name of the Japanese equivalent to the American Nintendo Entertainment System? I'll even give you a pretty big hint.
Atari?
Its other nickname, I'm sorry, Beth?
Atari?
No, it wasn't Atari. Atari was a separate company than Nintendo. But we called it the NES or the Nintendo Entertainment System. They called it a nickname for Family Computer. Don't think too hard.
Family computer? What, like the crowd around or something like that? I mean,
Famcom.
That is exactly what it was called. It was called.
Are you serious?
That's right.
I'm gonna go play the lottery. See ya.
Buying tickets.
Oh my gosh! Very, very funny. Very, very funny. Okay, let's see. This shouldn't be too tough. Many games. Read between the lines here. On the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, had this word inserted in front of their titles.
Super?
Super.
That is the correct answer. this was originally submitted to me as multiple choice, and some of the distractors, as we call them in the Academy, were also entertaining, but we're not going to talk about that right now. I'm like, maximum? Really? That's just too many characters. How about this one? Everybody knows about superstar video game character Mario. He's been each of these professions except for one in a video game. Carpenter, plumber, waiter, physician.
Waiter.
Physician?
I was going to say physician.
No, you know, the first one I heard was waiter, and that's the correct answer. He's been all the other ones in games. Yeah, he's not been a waiter. He has not been a waiter.
Okay.
There was even actually a puzzle game that was essentially a branch off of Tetris that was called Dr. Mario, and he was fighting viruses. So we've got that going for us. Save us, Mario, from the pandemic. Let's see. In the European version of video games, what is the video format, or what's the acronym for the video format?
PAL.
It's PAL. That's right. Absolutely. So people who, at least back in the day when VCRs were still big, would go to Europe would find that they weren't able to play the videotapes that we used in America in the same way. Primarily in Britain is where PAL is really, really big.
You'll have that problem with DVDs.
That's right. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. DVD format's a big deal.
Those of us who watch a lot of British DVDs, that can be kind of problematic.
Yep. Although there's quite a number of hack converters you can get now that take care of a lot of that. Not all of it, but a lot of it.
I blame it all on Edwin DeWitt, who got me prime suspect.
Play them all.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. What game console for Nintendo came between the Super Nintendo and the Nintendo GameCube?
Nintendo 64?
That's right. N64. Jason's on a tear right here, Enzo. Enzo's right over
here.
Is he right there?
I feel like this whole question set is really discriminatory against those of us who grew up using the PlayStation.
Well, we haven't gotten to that part of the question.
Okay. So, I don't know any of these.
It's okay.
When you said retro, my time frame for retro was a little before where you're at now. It just shows the difference where your son is at and where I'm at. I was like in the early 80s, like, oh, retro, late 70s.
I'm so old that retro might be a PS3. Yeah. Or he's so young, I should say.
Well, exactly. Jason, just be thankful retro doesn't in like flames and fire and lightning and the wheel or something like that yet. So
Well, my mind isn't so not sharp, Mom, that I can't remember both you and Dad plugging the old bipaddle Pong system into the CRT TV.
Oh, yeah. Or
the year that you gave Dad an Atari 2600 for Father's Day. That was a really big deal. Big, big deal back in the day.
Yes, I knew that day.
Wait a minute. So Dad got the system and not you guys?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. The kids know this very well at my house as Dad's the one that bought the Nintendo Switch, not the boys.
This explains a lot, actually.
What series of video games across many different systems and consoles features the Belmont family fighting Dracula and other supernatural evils?
Like Sims?
Mm-mm. Huh? The kids know this is one of my favorite video games.
Like a Castlevania?
Castlevania is what it's called. That's right.
Wow.
Very well done. Very well done. This one is actually pretty well known for its historical aspect here, too. I should give a little bit of a shout out to my oldest son, Joseph, who helped Enzo write a few of these at the end. Which video game wherein you fight Nazis?
Oh, Wolfenstein.
World War II, that's right. It's considered the original first-person shooter. That's Wolfenstein was the name of the game. That's right. And you jumped all over that.
Now, that's what I call retro. That's where my mind is. That's probably, when is that? Does Enzo know? That's probably early 80s.
Actually, I think we figured it out. It was late 80s or early 90s.
Okay. Yeah. Right, or a little later than that.
All right, we'll go super retro here. One more, a couple more times. Now that I see that there are no PlayStation questions, Mara, I'm really embarrassed. What is the highest numeric level you can reach before the original Pac-Man arcade unit actually runs out of memory and just stops?
Holy cow.
Now, if you do this mathematically, you can get it.
That's a great trivia question.
Was it like a 99999 thing?
You know, you're looking at it from the point of view of decimals, but these things are written in binary, so it has to be power of 2.
256.
It's 256, that's right. When you reach level 256, there is nothing left in the computer, and the game just freezes. And by the way, even though that sounds like completely bonkers...
It does.
Several people have gone that far playing the game live for several days... be able to achieve that goal.
Yeah.
Check out YouTube. You know,
I want to be there when they film the guy who just got the 255 or lady, sorry.
And then
and had to start all over again.
That's right.
Well, there's a big controversy last week about the guy that reclaimed the Donkey Kong title.
That's right. One more. Nintendo's best-selling console of all time was released in 2006. Remember, when you were born in 2008, that's pretty retro. What was the name of the first motion-controlled console?
Wii.
It was the Wii.
The Wii.
Yes, that's right. We would like to play. Yeah, Enzo, they totally smoked your entire set. Sorry.
But he still gets a mug.
Yeah, we'll still get a mug. Don't worry.
Matt, let's not push it, okay? I mean, he's going to come back with, like, long division or something. I mean,
that's right. That's
and
right.
And he still gets two mug. There he is.
That was a lot of fun.
You're listening to a special edition of Ask the Professor, in which each of the 11 professors participating in this recording session were connecting to each other from different locations, thanks to Zoom video conferencing technology. We're grateful to those listeners who submitted questions for today's show, and we welcome your questions at atp@udmercy.edu. Now, let's return to our host, Matt Mayo, with more questions for the panel.
Let's take some other questions here. Dear Matt and panelists, it's been over 2 years since I sent in a list of movies for the panelists. I may have come up with a better challenge this time around. I've come up with a new list that I hope will be fun for your panel. Given a list of 5 things that sound seemingly random, the panelists must come up with their commonality. So here's an example. The first one is done for you. Amoco, Speedway, Sunoco, Shell, BP. Of course, the answer would be petroleum stations.
Yeah.
Some on this list are very obscure and I think basically are unrecognizable, but it'll be up to the group to come up with a specific commonality. I'll defer to Professor Miles' judgment as to what he deems worthy of passing grade. Please enjoy our old friend Julie Elder from Poughkeepsie, New York. Thanks for sending the questions, Julie. You remember that Julie is our go-to person for, she would give us a set of actors and actresses pick the movie that they're from. So let's see what we can do. This isn't too bad, and it's a little broader than retro video games to someone born in 2008. Tempest, Executive, Vibe, Torpedo, G3.
They're all car models.
Cars.
Pontiac.
They're Pontiacs. That's right.
Oh, yes. Very first car was a Pontiac Tempest.
Oh, okay. I mean, I think when you say G3 and Vibe, those are very recent models or more recent models.
Until they're closed. I mean, you know.
I also point out that Tempest was an old style arcade game, too. We're talking about games.
Yep. Sorry, your old Firebird isn't on the list there, Mom. I know I brought it up many times on the show.
Firebird was a sweet car.
Oh, it was. It was beautiful.
All right, let's try these. Certig, Humara, Kostin, Carnivore, Airstab.
Carnivore?
Airstab.
Airstab.
Humara. James, this is like Council of Peers or something like that?
No.
Software packages?
That's a good guess, but no, that's I'm afraid not even close.
There is a bottle of wine called Carnivore. I don't recognize the others.
Yeah, the Airstab wine doesn't sound so good.
Doesn't sound good. No, I don't think so.
It's an article of clothing.
Nike shoes?
They're Nike shoes is what they are. These are brand
new. Oh, my gosh.
That is messed up.
Yeah, Carnivore shoes.
Carnivore shoes. They eat your feet, you know? It's makes perfect sense. Okay, let's see how well you all are traveled. Massive, Wilson, Silverheels, Bushnell, Albert.
Are they mountains?
They are mountains. Where are they?
Canada.
I actually don't know what country they're in, so I'm giving you partial credit, Dan. They're peaks, named peaks from the Rockies. Named
peaks. Oh, from the Rockies.
Oh. We know where they are.
But didn't Dan say somewhere on planet Earth?
Yeah, I did, because I did know. Well,
it's not wrong, yeah.
All right, Beth, I'm looking in your direction here. Harney, Josephine, Gilliam, Multnomah, Clackamas.
Counties in Oregon?
It's counties in Oregon. Jason just comes out of the... Now, how did you know
I showed up today?
Jeez.
That would have been a very, very tough one. I guess that's what you mean when you write questions that are obscure. That's incredible. All right, let's try this one. We're definitely going retro on this one. Bone Dust, Breezy Brisbane, Darla, Pineapple, Waldo.
Are those the Little Rascals?
Those are the Little Rascals. That's right.
Oh, no.
Nice.
I am so showing my age.
I knew who Darla was. I just didn't know the other ones. Familiar.
Jim, they must have all been like single episode characters.
They changed over time. You know, they started in the 30s. So.
Yeah, those are the Little Rascals. Mom, you must have watched them growing up.
I did.
I did, too.
At least you weren't a member, so that's okay.
I remember when Buckwheat got shot.
Got shot?
I think that was...
Saturday Night Live.
Buckwheat, yeah.
Okay, how about this? Muldaur, Culber, Kelly, McFadden, Urban.
Country Western stars.
Mm-mm. You're on the right track, Stephen.
One more time, Matt.
Country singers.
Sure. I'm sorry, Heather?
Country singers?
No. It's something show busy. Muldaur, Culber, Kelly, McFadden, Urban.
Streets in Hollywood?
No. Something show businessy. I'll even
show in common, or do they play a role?
they do have a show in common, and I'm looking in a very decidedly Chow and Maggio direction.
For it's that. Not X-Files, is it? Mm-hmm. You said Mulder. What did you say,
Muldaur?
Colbert. Muldaur. Kelly. McFadden. Urban.
Oh, Star Trek. Doctors.
People who played doctors on Star Trek. That's right.
Oh, yeah. So those are the actresses and actors that did.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
All right.
Yeah, this is hardcore. This
that
is
was obscure.
All right. Just one more here. Let's see if we can do it. Laurier, McDonald, Borden, Desmond, Queen Elizabeth II.
$80 bills.
Canadian money. Yeah, these are people who all appear on Canadian
I was going to go prime ministers till you threw Desmond and the Queen in. That's all. So.
Very, very good, Professor. We have our classic list here, thanks to the family of Frank Burrows of ATP favorites. So you're just absolutely going to love what we're going to have to do today. Favorite defunct fashion trend that you wish would come back.
Muscle pants.
You're just playing with us here, Jason.
Cargo shorts, really. Who can live without cargo shorts?
I mean, spoken like a true dad.
I mean, I've never been a fashion icon, so I really can't.
No, I was just thinking, wait, are you not supposed to wear cargo shorts anymore?
Oh. They're kind of out.
Yeah. That's a hard no there.
Back in the 80s, I used to wear those like big hair bows.
Oh, yeah.
Do you wish those were back?
I still have some. Olivia wouldn't take them.
Oh.
Maybe I'll wear one next episode.
Sure.
Ooh. What about bell bottoms?
They've actually come back and gone again.
Yeah, that's true.
How about Victorian? I mean, we should all walk around in style, right?
Powdered wigs?
Yeah, I really miss the days of
and
the
ruffles
corset.
And corsets.
Yeah. Yeah, I really don't want to breathe. So that
and the
bustles.
Bustles, yeah.
I kind of like double-breasted blazers. Ooh. They can make a comeback.
Yeah, back to 1930s or 40s, yeah. Especially for men, clothing.
That's right.
Where they had style, and the hats had style, and
hats.
Those need to come back into style.
What fashion would you like to come back, Dr. Manning?
Yeah, most fashions I can think of that have left us, I wouldn't want to see any of them come back. When somebody mentioned hats, men wearing hats, nice fedoras, I could live with that. That's good.
Yeah,
it is good.
Women wearing hats.
That's fine too.
That's even better.
We really thank Frank Burrows and his family for coming up with this list of favorites, because we're going to be riding this pony all the way to sunset. That's all I got to say. I'm afraid, though, we've reached the end of our time together, so I'll ask each of our panelists to say goodbye. Jim.
Goodbye.
Beth.
Goodbye.
Steven.
Bye.
Heather.
Gonna go look for those hair bows.
Mara.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
Dan.
Bye.
Kendra.
Bye.
Jason.
Adios.
And Mom.
Bye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of our homes all over Metro Detroit. It's produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.